Chapter 2. Childhood and Family Background. My grandfather was a retired police officer. Rather than lean on anyone's help to raise the two of us, my mother worked with fierce determination, keeping us at a distance, even from our relatives. She struggled on her own salary to educate us, refusing to become dependent on relatives, love, sympathy, or support. All the elders made strong efforts to bring my mother and father back together. By the time I was old enough to understand, from the Bible stories, messages, and experiences my mother taught me, I learned that Joseph was sold into slavery at the age of 14. By the time I was 8 years old and could understand things, I would pray earnestly and persistently that my parents would be reunited and that we could grow up in the presence of both of them. The elders thought that if we grew up under our father's care, our parents would eventually come back together. We were not yet old enough to voice our own wishes. But one morning we woke up to find that our grandfather or father had placed us in an orphanage. Our mother searched for us and found us at Domalaguda. I want you to know that God's plan and His work of salvation were plainly at work in this. In those days, there were no phones. She searched every orphanage until she found us. In 1983, I studied up to the fifth grade in Nellore. And after that, my education continued in Hyderabad. I completed the sixth and seventh grades there. My mother fell ill. And in that situation, our finances were not sound enough to continue my studies. While still young, I was ready to work in a hardware shop for 100 rupees. I never once asked God why He gave us these hardships. Inwardly, I lived by faith. Whenever I needed something to happen, I would ask for a sign, like Gideon did. From childhood, I prayed earnestly. I worked at that shop faithfully for exactly 3 years. And because of how faithfully I worked, my employer came to love and care for me like his own child. By God's wonderful grace, by God's marvelous grace, I returned to my grandfather's house in Nellore. My grandmother would teach me the Word of God. I was kept with them to help care for my grandfather in his old age.